Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Bachman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. McCoskey chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCoskey. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field. Binks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Binks. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreaux. Joost moves to third. Binks moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Binks scores. Fain moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler bunts towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 0 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Juice takes first base on ball 4. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metkovic takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovic moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovic scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey is walked intentionally. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-to-3, Athletics. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bachman hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming pinch hits for Don Black. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter is hit by the pitch. Chapman moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Chapman trying to get to home. Gordon throws to Hegan who tags Chapman for the out. Suter moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got three RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCoskey moves to third. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Binks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Eddie Bachman. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jack Conway pinch runs for Hal Peck. Pat Seary pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.